This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Monday, September 15th, 2014. I'm Marc Boulanger. The British Trades Union Congress, the TUC, has decided to oppose a huge trade deal being negotiated between the European Union and the United States. The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, known by its acronym TTIP, would reduce trade barriers, but at the same time, it would also establish tribunals corporations could use if governments act against what the corporations see as their best interests. I talked to Owen Tudor about the TUC's decision to oppose the trade deal. Mr. Tudor is the head of the TUC's European Union and International Relations Department. I asked him to describe TTIP and explain why the TUC was opposing it.
TTIP is a free trade agreement between the European Union and the United States. What we're worried about is the fact that it goes far further than traditional trade agreements, i.e. reducing tariffs on traded goods. What we're worried about are three things in particular. We're worried that it will include a thing called investor-state dispute settlement, which allows overseas investors to challenge decisions of democratically elected governments by taking them to tribunals, secret tribunals, which will potentially fine those governments enormous amounts of money for doing things that their electorates have asked them to do, but which threaten the future profits of those overseas investors. So that's one thing. Second thing that we're particularly worried about is the treatment of public services, where we're worried that there will be a ratchet clause that stops us ever from bringing public services that have been contracted out to the private sector back into public ownership, whether that's something like the health service or water and sewerage or transport and energy. And the third thing we're worried about is what's known as regulatory convergence, where there's an attempt either to harmonize the regulations on things like health and safety at work, environmental standards, consumer standards, data protection standards, either harmonize them at the lowest level, whether that's the American level or the European level, and we fear too often it's the American level, or introduce a system where we have to recognize in Europe whatever the Americans have accepted as being safe, whether that's to our standards or not. So we're very worried about that lowering the standards that we fought for in the European Union. Now, there's a fourth element on top of that, which is about labour standards. We would like, and the American unions in particular, would like TTIP to ensure the same level of labour standards and social protections that exists in the EU apply in the US as well. But our delegates are very worried that actually that won't happen and that we'll be left with a race to the bottom across the Atlantic.
In other news, this may not be the best time to fly to Europe. Pilots of Air France have begun a one-week strike which will cancel almost 50% of the airline's flights. Meanwhile, pilots working for Germany's largest airline, Lufthansa, are scheduled to hold a one-day strike on Tuesday, September 16th. The Global Unions Industrial and Uni have called for worldwide demonstrations on Wednesday, September 17th, to support garment workers in Cambodia. Unions are being asked to picket Cambodian embassies, plus retail stores such as Walmart, The Gap, Levi Strauss, Zara, and Puma. In Canada, a strike by 40,000 teachers in the western province of British Columbia is headed into its fourth month with no end in sight. The school year was supposed to start 2 weeks ago. The main issue in the strike is funding for schools and class sizes. The union representing the teachers has accepted binding arbitration, but the government has refused to participate. Binding arbitration is when a third-party arbitrator decides the appropriate settlement. And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.